didn't agree.
If you say so, Kendra placated. Just not my type.
Alyssa shook her head as if Kendra were crazy.
You must be the pickiest girl on the planet.
Morning announcements were droning over the loudspeaker. Case was talking with Jonathan White. Jonathan smiled and laughed. That was strange. Jonathan was a jerk, not the sort of kid to befriend a circus freak. Kendra noticed Jenna Chamberlain and Karen Sommers sharing looks and whispers as if they too found Case attractive. Like Alyssa, they didn't seem to be joking. Scanning the room, Kendra didn't see a single student who seemed repulsed by his appearance. What was going on? Nobody who looked this weird could come into a class without raising any eyebrows. And suddenly, the truth was apparent. Casey Hancock looked inhumanly deformed and hideous because he was not a human. He had to be some sort of goblin who looked like a normal kid to everybody else. Kendra alone could see his true form, the aftereffect of having been kissed by hundreds of giant fairies. Since leaving Fablehaven nearly a year ago, Kendra had seen magical creatures only twice. Once she had noticed a bearded man barely a foot tall pulling a length of pipe out of a pile of rubble behind the movie theater. When she tried to move in for a closer look, the tiny man scurried away into a storm drain. On another occasion, she spotted what looked like a golden owl with a human face. She made eye contact with the creature for an instant before it took flight in a flurry of gilded feathers. Such odd sights were usually veiled from mortal eyes. Her grandpa Sorensen had introduced her to magical milk that enabled people to see through the illusions that normally concealed mystical creatures. When the fairy kisses had made that ability permanent, he had warned Kendra that sometimes it was safer to leave certain things unseen. And here she was, staring at a grotesque monster posing as a new student in her home room. Mrs. Price came down the aisle handing out yearbooks. Kendra doodled absently on one of her book covers. Why was the creature here? Surely it had something to do with her. Unless repulsive goblins routinely infiltrated the public school system. Was he here to spy? To cause trouble? Almost certainly he was up to mischief. Glancing up, Kendra caught the goblin staring at her over his shoulder. She should be glad to be aware the new kid had a hidden identity, right? The knowledge made her nervous, but it would help her prepare to counter any threat he might pose. With her secret ability, she could keep an eye on him. If she played it cool, Case would have no idea she could see his true form. Shaped like a huge box, Roosevelt Middle School was constructed so that in winter, the students never needed to go outdoors. Interior hallways connected everything, and the same room where they held assemblies doubled as an indoor cafeteria. But beneath the June sun, Kendra found herself seated outside for lunch with three friends at a circular table connected to curved benches. Kendra signed Brittany's yearbook while munching on a croissant sandwich. Trina was signing Kendra's, Alyssa was signing Trina's, and Brittany was signing Alyssa's. It was important for Kendra to write a long, meaningful message. After all, these were her best friends. Have a great summer might work for acquaintances, but true friends required something more original. The key was to mention specific jokes you had shared or fun things you had done together during the year. At the moment, Kendra was writing about the time Brittany couldn't stop laughing while trying to give an oral report in history. Suddenly, uninvited, Casey Hancock plopped down at their table, holding a lunch tray loaded with cafeteria lasagna, sliced carrots, and chocolate milk. Trina and Alyssa scooted aside to make room for him. It was almost unprecedented boldness for a lone boy to settle in at a table with four girls. Trina appeared slightly annoyed. Alyssa shot Kendra a look as if she had just won the lottery. If only Alyssa could see what her new crush actually looked like.
I don't think we've met, Case announced, his voice pinched and gravelly. I'm Case. I just moved here.
Just hearing him speak made Kendra's throat sore.